Hello, welcome to Tuesday's edition of the award-winning Gutter. We've all got post-bank holiday weekend hangovers, I think, of sorts. Well, Josh is looking fresh despite his activities. So Josh is joining me, you know that now. Mike Kearney's joining me. And drum roll, we have a debutante. Grace.
Mailey.
I really thought you were standing up for Bailey.
Got a new one. Mailey rhymes with Bailey. rhymes with. Anyway, we'll not do this because this is done to you. I've listened to a lot of shows you've been on, Grace, and everyone seems to think they have to make a joke about a fairly reasonable name.
Yeah. Everyone has to say my name in full. Apparently, you can't just say Grace. You have to say Grace Mailey.
It's like Solly March.
Grace Mailey in the house.
Yeah.
Okay, Grace Mailey. Right, let's see how you get on then. We've thrown down a gauntlet. Okay. I want to start off by talking about wingers because I like wingers. They're my favourite type of signing, favourite type of footballer. You can never have too many wingers. And Arne Slot agrees with me. I know this because I've read about it. Anyway, 90 Minutes understands. Who the hell are 90 Minutes? Anyway, one of the aggregators said 90 Minutes to understand, so that sounded important. The priority area for recruitment includes signing a wide, creative-minded player and a centre-back. And it's expected to be a focus not only in Europe's top leagues, but also in South America, yada, yada, yada. But let's start on the wingers. Because Diaz has been reported, it's been reported that his agent met with Barcelona in March, so, you know, there's vibes that we might be losing a winger. God knows what Darwin's up to at the moment. We'll have to wait and see and find out first on Instagram, no doubt. So let's talk about our top winger targets. We've done it a bit on the previous two shows. We've mentioned the lad from Leeds, whose first name I'm going to now try and pronounce, which is harder to pronounce than Mailey. Crescencio.
Yeah, that's
actually,
right.
It's not hard to pronounce when you say it quickly. Crescencio Somerville is a Leeds winger. He's bagged about 20 goals and got 9 assists in the Champo.
In 40 matches, yeah.
40 matches. Yeah, which is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's 22, going on 23. You're a big expert on Crescencio, are you?
I wouldn't say I was an expert, but in my job I have to look at other clubs. So when Leeds were in the Premier League, he was one of their key players. And, you know, he paired really well with Patrick Bamford and scored them loads of goals and they did really well. And he seemed to have kept that form this season. Obviously, they haven't made it back to the Premier League, but I still think he could be quite a promising player. Like, Leeds love that attacking style of football and that's what we want at Liverpool. So I think he could fit quite seamlessly in. He's still quite young. I'm not sure how old he is. 22, yeah.
23 in October, but still that's young.
Yeah.
Sweet spot age.
He's quite tall.
I'm going to believe you.
Yeah.
I think so.
He just seems like the right style of player that will fit into our squad. Like, his mindset, he is a bit like Diaz in the sense that he chases balls, like he's constantly looking to, you know, put leads on the front foot, and that's realistically what he could do for us. So, you know what, if we did sign him, I think I'd be quite pleased.
I think I would too, actually. I,